August 6, 1901. The love of the blessed is a property of God, while the love of the pilgrim's souls is like a property which he is in the act of acquiring. This morning, after I received communion, my adorable Jesus made himself seen all unsuffering and offended, such as to arouse compassion. I clasped him all to myself, and I said to him, "My sweet good, how lovable and desirable you are! How can men not love you? Even worse, they offend you. By loving you one finds everything, and the loving of you contains all goods, while by not loving you every good escapes from us. Yet, who loves you? But, oh please, my dearest treasure, put aside the offenses of men, and let us pour ourselves out in loving each other for a little." Then Jesus called the whole celestial court to be spectator of our love, and he said, "The love of the whole of heaven would not render me satisfied and content if yours were not there united with it. More so, since that love is my property which no one can take away from me, while the love of the pilgrim souls is like a property which I am in the act of acquiring. And since my grace is part of me, and my being is most active, as it enters into hearts the pilgrim souls can make traffic of love, and this traffic expands the properties of my love, and I feel such taste and pleasure, that if it were missing, I would remain embittered. This is why, without your love, the love of all heaven would not render me fully content. And you know how to traffic well in my love, for by loving me in everything, you will render me happy and content." Who can say how amazed I was left on hearing this, and how many things I comprehended about this love? But my tongue begins stammering, therefore I stop here.